4NGU N0TR testing.
4NGU. Hello, Tom.
Phil, no problem whatsoever.
I had one little problem. I got about 46 frequencies programmed in, and I had forgotten to click offset on 6-1, and I was on simplex, and I couldn't get to the repeater.
Well, I heard you just a minute ago. I'm sitting over there eating some potato soup and a bacon tomato sandwich.
I'll show you this thing next time I'm over that way. You get back to eating. Appreciate it. W4, never give up.
Well, it sure looked nice in the picture you sent. 73'sville, W4NGU and 0TR clear.
Okay, and 4BWA.
Hey, Steve, you on that mower?
Oh, I got off just a minute ago, and Sue said you had called and was wanting to make your first contact, but I guess you get what you asked for.
Man, you make a mighty good second.
So, it sounds really good. Are you happy with it?
To use it much, I just got it programmed and fed that into it, and I got a little more wire routing to go. This carpet's tough to get up in this car. But anyway, I'm operational, that's the important thing, and got everything programmed in, I hope.
Warning, the ham radio community, W4NGU is back on the air.
He is back on the air. Man, you picked a hot day to mow, and I'm going to be right behind you if I need to get that done. Had three things to do. This was one, and then I got to mow, and then I got to do something inside. So, guess I better get back at it. But I'll be on in the mornings and afternoons as in days gone by. Good to see you. Appreciate it. W4NGU.
Yo, I'm using that great big old 60-inch cup Cadet. But you know how big my front yard is, and I tell you something. I'm about to go over and buy me a Toro that has a suspension system in it, so it won't beat me to death.
Really? What kind of engine?
A Kohler.
Good man, me neither. My last three, well, all my life mowing's been Kohler, except when I was a teenager I had a, believe it or not, a Craftsman, and what a mistake that was. But, yeah, go get you a Toro and sell me that cub.
Thinking about keeping the cub, but, I thought you had two good running mowers, Bo. I got that John Deere running for you, and, I know they were both John Deeres, weren't they?
No, I got a John Deere and a cub and a Husqvarna. They all work. I need to do a little work on the, John Deere. It thinks that the blade is engaged and won't start, except occasionally. If you beat it or move it just right, so I got to go in there and replace that switch. But I don't have anything zero turn. That's the deal.
Let me just tell you what. You try a zero turn out. It does take a little bit of reorientation, because they are something else. But I will tell you this. Once you go zero turn, you won't go back.
Friends tell me my next mower needs to be an SCAG, but they're right proud of them.
Definitely are they proud of them, but for the price they're asking for those things, and I've been looking here lately, let me tell you what's something. They need to have them gold plated.
Mine would be. Your battery's about to go, or you're walking around. I'm getting little noise. I don't know if you're about to drop out or not. But thanks for calling me. I'll talk to you later.
That'd be number two. You have a good afternoon. I'll talk to you again on I'll hit you on Monday morning between, a quarter of 8 and 8:15 or so. How about that?
Okay, I'll be on here and the other one too.
It's a little squawky as I'm on my HT.
Well, it sounds good. I just thought maybe your battery was starting to go out.
My little Anytone HT, and if I move around a little bit to a certain spot behind my oven, my stainless steel oven and my overhead hood, it'll get a little scratchy behind that. But other than that, it works great. It's not like a bow thing. I'll catch you later, bud. 73's K4 VWA cleared.